Welcome to episode 9 of Till the Sun Comes podcast. It's your legendary host, Miles Trayshawn Lawson. Join. I said my whole name today, y'all. I never really say my whole name, but there it is. I just want to get on here today, y'all. This episode is titled My Time. And I'm going to say that again, My Time. This is my first episode I've done without a guest in a few episodes. Like for a long time. I wanted to get on here today, y'all. I have dedicated my life into going back to church. So I love church. I actually have started attending Change Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Well, it's in Duluth, Georgia, but you know, outskirts of Atlanta. And it's led by Pastor Dr. Darius Daniels. And when I tell you, y'all, I have been to plenty of churches in my lifetime, but I ain't been to this church. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what it is. I have such a spiritual connection. I have such an understanding when he preached. I have such an understanding when he talks. It's just like music flowing. It's just like the spirit is lifting. I never was able to actually do the praise dance. I didn't know how to do it. I'm like, how I do it, auntie? How I do the praise dance? Man, it's like now I can do the praise dance anywhere because I feel that church. I do really feel change. I've been changed. Oh, I know I've been changed. Oh, so he's been going through this series, y'all, about red flags. And you know, when he said that on Easter, he was like, next week I'm preaching red flags. I said, I be God doggone. I will be up in that building because me, Miles Trayshawn Lawson, is always going to end up in a red flag. And it's sad, but you know, I be seeing the flags, but they don't be waving. I'm like, okay, that's a standstill flag. I could change that flag into a green one. And, you know, ironically, I have not been able to complete that task on any red flag I've ever seen. So yeah, I wanted to jump right into it. And it's just been 4 weeks of him preaching on it. And it's been absolutely amazing. So he just closed out last week. And a lot of things he was saying made a lot of sense, of course. But one of the things that really stuck with me was time. And let me just tell you about me. One thing about me, I don't play with nobody's time. Because I damn sure don't want nobody to play with my time. And it's just, it's something about it. And I tell you, y'all, it's something goes to my mind and my soul and my spirit when I think about my time being wasted. My time being wasted. Hold on, let me look at my Apple Watch. What time is it? It's 8:08. I'm recording on Tuesday, y'all. My time being wasted, I can never regain it. I have a problem with that. I got a big problem with that. It's because you're coming into my space. You're coming into my peace of mind. And you wasting my time and I can't regain that. So every second that we're arguing, every second that you playing in my face, every minute that you're holding me back, every hour that you messing me up, every second that I'm crying, you know, we fussing, bickering back and forth. That's time I can't regain. I could have been doing something else. I could have been giving my time to somebody else. You know? So one thing that he did say is, you know, that I can really touch on, y'all, that he was like, how you allow, this is what he said, what the word say, read, as they would say in old churches, how you allow people to treat you is your standard. That right there blew me back. I almost fell. How I allow people to treat me, and you really have to look back on how you have allowed people to treat you. And, you know, I'm somebody that say, you know, I have a I'm somebody that I would think that has standards, right? But I'm also thinking, how do I have these standards if I have talked to XYZ and it's been nothing but foolery? How do I have these standards? How am I set in place with saying that I got a type? I love to say that. Oh, that ain't my type. Well, I used to love to say I got a type. You know, light skin, hey, bow. You know what I'm saying? I used to love to say I got a type. So, but I think about it now when Pastor preached that, he said, how you allow people to treat you is your standard. How do I have a type? And the type that I like and the type that I'm talking to is treating me a certain type of way. But I'm saying I got a type and I got standards. Is this my type? Is that my type that I keep running back to the same person because, well, not the same person. I keep running back to the same type of people because this is my type. So wait, is this my standard? I just like being done wrong. Is that my standard? I just like being played with. Is that my standard? I just like being lied to. Is that my standard? And do I like being cheated on? Like, you know, in reality, I don't like any of those things, but I keep saying that's my type. So that made me do really a lot of homework. And I love stuff like that that makes me do homework. Another thing I'm gonna touch on, y'all. He said, I'm never going to run out of grace, but I do have grace periods. One thing about me, y'all, I'm the Gemini King. I give a lot of chances. I have given a lot of chances. I have dished out a lot of time. Once again, my time. I've dished out a lot of time that I shouldn't have because I've allowed people to make them feel like they were going to change. I've allowed them to make me feel like they were changed. I was going to allow myself to fool myself. Now, watch this. I have allowed myself to fool my own self that so-and-so was going to do right. This and this was going to happen. This and this was going to change. None of that is changing. So back to it. How you allow people to treat you is your standard. You really have to think on that, y'all. That's something I thought on. Because it's like, why am I allowing somebody that I love or that I like or that I appreciate or that's my type to treat me that way? You know what I'm saying? Why am I allowing that? You know what I'm saying? It's a little weird. Nothing, y'all, I want to say, nothing that Pastor preached on as well. He said, most of my setbacks are because of me. I never wanted to admit that. I was always a person, you know, I call myself being very accountable. I take a lot of accountability in a lot of things that I do that I know that I play a part in as well. But a lot of things that have set me back is because of myself. I haven't allowed myself to sprout because of myself thinking, you know, overthink. Let's do this. I'm overthinking. I'm trying to overachieve something. I'm trying to dig too deep into something. I'm trying to make something perfect. I'm trying to be the absolute 100% perfectionist in the whole live world. I have set my own self back on something that was good because I wanted to be perfect. Hold on. Nothing's ever going to be perfect. I didn't think about that, y'all. I don't know if y'all hearing me. I didn't think about that, nothing was ever going to be perfect, no matter how much I waxed that car down, how much I ever, you know, go down the street and get some. It ain't going to be right. You know what I'm saying? And no, excuse me, it might be right. It just ain't going to be perfect. So a lot of my setbacks are because of myself. A lot of my setbacks in relationships are because I wanted to give that third try. I wanted to force that to happen. I wanted to build something that wasn't building. I wanted to, you know, make it seem like what it was and what it wasn't, you know, and a lot of my setbacks are because of me. So that's another thing. Another thing he kept on preaching, saying, I want good doors. A lot of doors that we walk through, he was saying, y'all, that they look alike. I mean, I walk through, I'm pretty sure a lot of us, we walk through doors every day that's the same color. They look like a door. It got a handle on, let's open it. Not all doors are supposed to be open, though. Not all doors are supposed to be walked through. I want to walk through God doors. I want the type of door that's going to open without me touching it. I want that Target door. You know what I'm saying? That's one door I said, I want that automatic door. I want that Target door. As soon as I walk through there, it slide right open for me. I don't even got to touch it. That's how I know it's God doors. Now, not at the location I work. But you know what I'm saying, right? But what I'm saying is I want that door that's going to open for me upon to me. You know what I'm saying? I want that door to open upon to me like I'm in a fairy tale. You know what I'm saying? Because that's God opening up the doors for me. Open up the floodgates of heaven. You know what I'm saying? Let it rain. Let it rain. I don't want a door that I have to keep on open. Damn, that door needs some WD-40 on it. It's squeaking. It's messed up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't the type of door I'm supposed to be walking into. That don't feel right. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? But another thing I want to say, he said, it doesn't just take faith to walk through some doors. It takes faith to walk away from them. Nothing like I'm saying. I'm the king of trying to make shit work. No matter how bad it ain't working, I'm trying to make it work. Some things are not meant to work. And I had to learn that the hard way. And I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all can agree with me. Some shit ain't just meant to work. I mean, it just ain't meant to work. And that's just, I mean, you have to throw your hands up and say, it is what it is. I mean, Some shit ain't meant to happen. You know what I'm saying? Some shit you can't make shape. Some shit you could pour salt on, but it need pepper. Some shit you pour pepper on, you like, damn, it needs some sugar. Like, it just ain't gonna work for you. You know what I'm saying? Don't matter regardless of how much you season it or how much you, you know, tame it down. It just ain't for you. Some shit ain't for you. And I had to learn that too. A lot of shit ain't for me. And that's cool. I was teaching at a whole school. I was miserable all damn year. You know what I'm saying? I felt like I was in a trap. I asked God, I said, God, what did I do to somebody? Is this karma? Like, am I getting payback? Like, are you like torturing me? I said, God, never mind. I'm sorry. That's the devil. I'm thinking too much. You know, I got to walk through faith. I got to walk away from this with faith. Now, granted, yeah, I got rent to pay, so I'm going to still be on that indeedlinkedin.com. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to walk out of here with faith, and it ain't going to be nothing bad I got to say to these people because you have led the way with me. You have let me experience this. You have let me see this. You have led me through it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have nothing that I need to fuss about. So that was one thing for me. And so another thing I would like to say is it's a lot of this stuff, it causes trauma. You know, it causes trauma. Sometimes with your time, you might find treasure. And when I say with treasure, through your time being wasted or time being just disgustingly given away, you find the treasure, and the treasure might be you. You might not even know that you're treasure, or you might feel that you treasure, but you didn't really know the meaning behind it. I found myself a lot of the times that I was wasting my time that I cannot damn regain. I found the beauty in it because behind that struggle, it was me. I'm still handsome. I'm still 100% authentic. I'm still 100% me. I'm still gratefully alive. I'm still appreciated in my own way. And I appreciate God. I'm loved by many. So I found the treasure in being that I was a good person. I was a great person. I'm an amazing person. I'm a beautiful person. And I'm worthy of anything. So that's my treasure, knowing that I have got to know myself. And like I said on episode 2, and it's episode 9, so y'all probably don't remember, I said, I can sit at home all day by myself and enjoy the company of myself because I enjoy myself. I enjoy myself that much that I can sit at home, listen, TV off, TV on, P-Valley on, church on, whoever, and I can enjoy myself because I enjoy me. I don't have to call up a million people, let's go get a shot. I don't gotta go down there to all them clubs with all them strays. I don't gotta do all that because I enjoy myself enough that it's Club Trayshawn in here. Okay, and we gonna rock out with it. You know what I'm saying? The trauma behind it all, y'all, is that you do lose a lot of your time and that you do gain different feelings for different things. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes when you gain them feelings and you lose them feelings, you ain't gonna never have them feelings again. So I think that's the trauma part about it, that, you know, you set up and you think about how your time was wasted, how your money was wasted. And I know me, y'all, I used to do mad stuff for people. You know what I'm saying? I used to do, like, I was just trying to sponsor. Like, I had a live-in at one point. It was just that serious. And I was doing all type of stuff, you know, with the individual. But it's nothing, you know, it's a lot of stuff that I used to say I regret. I don't regret it now in 2024 because I've learned from that. I learned from what I will never in hell ever do again versus, you know, what I don't know how I would feel. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I'm grown now. So through the time being wasted, through the treasure being found, and through the trauma being built upon to me, I have learned all through that. So when pastors preached on all that, y'all, and these are my own words. These are my own words that I'm using now, but I'm saying when he preached those three lessons on that, that was completely something that I was just like, wow, you know, wow. But nothing he said on the last week, he was saying, who you're listening to today is going to determine what life looks like tomorrow. Who you are listening to today is going to determine what life looks like tomorrow. Keep that bad energy away from me. This is a warning, and this is your final warning. Keep that bad energy away from me. I don't want no bad energy, no bad vibes, no bad nothing. I just want to live life. It's all I want to do. I want to live life. I want to celebrate life. I want to be happy to be here. I don't want the bad vibes, bad energy. I don't need any of it, so I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? Treating everybody right does not mean treating everybody the same. I had to learn that. I'm like, well, I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be rude. I don't want to do some that. It's okay sometimes to be 100% and still be respectful, but I'm not messing with him. I'm not messing with her. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to still treat you right. I'm going to still treat you nice, but I'm not messing with you the same that I did before. I'm not going to mess with you like I mess with that girl or that boy. You know what I'm saying? And it's still respectful, and it's still nothing. No bad blood. I hate any bad blood. He also, y'all, I'm telling you what Pastor said, because I got to share this with y'all. Never go back if the reason you left is still there. Why would I start over with you and you on the same type of time you was when I left you? Why would I resume anything with you if you're acting the same way when I put you on pause? Why would I sleep with you again if you that same sexer that I didn't like last time? Why? Like, I don't understand. What would I waste? Oh, I will waste time again, y'all. My time. I will waste my time again. Okay? He said, never go back if the reason you left is still there. He could have wrapped the whole song around that, because that's crazy. I'm not going back to something that I left. I'm not going back to you if you're still the same way you are when I left you. That's wasting my time, my energy, and my patience, and my money. Okay? I just can't see it. So, y'all, this is really crazy, y'all. This is really crazy. Your company can't affect your calling. We all know that. We all know that your company, the company you keep, is very, very relevant. How you're going to act and what you're going to do next and what's going to happen to you. What's this and that? The company that I keep, I only want good company. I don't want nobody with that extra ass shit. I don't want none of that. I want good company, good vibes, positivity, life flowing, want to do more for themselves, want to learn more, want to be more. That's the type of stuff I want around me, because I can't get with that other stuff. I just can't get with it. It's never been something I was been able to get with. Is a bad vibe. I haven't been able to. Also, y'all, he said in the first lesson, he said, when you renew your mind, you renew your life. My mind, like I told y'all, I'm gonna always go back to enjoying the company of myself. I have learned myself so much. I could say, Miles Trey Sean Lawson, I enjoy you. I love you. And I want to hang out with you again. It's not being conceited. It's not being to self upon to yourself or whatever the word is. I can say, like he said, when you renew your mind, you renew your life. Me sitting down with myself, I have renewed my mind. So that way I have changed the way I think. I've changed the way I act. I've changed the way I speak. So now my life is changed. AKA shout out to Change Church. You know what I'm saying? Because now I've been changed. Because I have renewed the way I think. I have renewed the way I speak. I have renewed the way I act. And I have renewed my responses. I have now changed my life. I have set myself up for something that I was at a type of ghetto time. I was like at a $15,000 salary a year. You know what I'm saying? Not in real life. I'm just saying, y'all, the way I was doing before, that's the way my mind was. Now my mind is at a six figure because I have renewed my mind. So that way I have renewed my life. Now that I have renewed my life, I now have more opportunities to advance my life. Yes, I have renewed it, but yes, it's still more work to be done. So now I can advance. Okay? It's that simple. My time is very valuable. Your time is very valuable. Don't let nobody play with your time. I cannot I cannot sit here and let anybody play with my time. I can't let it happen. If I let it happen, I mean, it just wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be right. It wouldn't feel like it just ain't right. So when you renew your mind, y'all, you renew your life. That's what Dr. Darius Daniels preached on. And I'm rewording it now. I'm rewording it now. Another thing that he said, y'all, nobody is perfect, but everybody is not toxic. When you meet people, no, they're not going to be perfect. Yeah, they're going to have things. But some people you meet that's just straight ass toxic. You like, wait a minute, bag up. I'm talking about that dump truck. Let me bag you up and dump you out because like something wrong with you mentally, physically, emotionally, you know. I mean, something wrong with you. You know, everybody not perfect, but bitch, you just toxic. Ooh, toxic. Yeah. You got to go because something wrong with you. You need to go to the vet, the doctor, whoever your supplier, your doctor is, because I don't even know if you're human because you just straight ass toxic. So that's something you got to deal with. Not everybody perfect. That's what Dr. Darius Daniels preached on. He said, nobody perfect, but everybody not toxic. So know the difference. Yeah, he all right. Yeah, she good. Nah, she toxic. Nah, he dead, you know, dead ass. You got to know the difference. You got to balance the two out because some not right. Hey, people be like, oh, you toxic or, oh, he toxic, but I like it. You don't like toxic, baby. Toxic is crazy. I don't want nobody. I'm not setting myself up with nobody crazy. I don't know about y'all. I'm not just setting myself up with anybody. But this all goes back to my time, though. My time, though, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like he said, the more gifted you are, the more options you will have. But your time, your treasure, and your trauma, you go through a lot of that. You know what I'm saying? And I had to learn through his sermon as well. And I've been learning all my life. But of course, we all need reminders. I got to start giving out grace periods. And I have been pretty good with that. I've been pretty good with it because everybody knows me. You know, they try to blame it on your zodiac or try to say, you're this and that, you're crazy, bipolar. I just don't play that. I'm a man. I'm a grown ass man. I pay my own rent, my own car note, my own insurance, my own light bill, my own gas bill. I know what it is to be a man and to survive. If I'm talking to somebody else, you should know the same. And if you don't know, you need to grow to know the same. But one thing I will never let you do and never let you grow to do is play with me. I give that grace period. After a while or after a certain amount of time, you got to go if you're not understanding what I'm saying. If we're not speaking the same language, that's okay. You're not meant to speak this language. I am not bilingual. I am not speaking another language other than English by chance. So if you're not understanding what I'm saying, that's okay. You might be just, you know, new to it. I might need to put you in ESO class or whatever. You're new to this and that's cool. You're not going to be true to me. You know what I'm saying? You're new to this. You ain't true to it. So it's all right. You got to go ahead. Your time ain't here. You got to come back when you're ready. But I'm about to return you back to sender. Let me ship you up to FedEx overnight shipping because I know they're going to get you there. UPS, they might drag their feet along. And Amazon, they might cancel on your Prime. You don't got FedEx going to get you there. So I got to ship you back. My time is valuable. Your time is valuable, y'all. Episode 9, my time. Thank y'all so much. Respect, appreciate, and honor your time because your time can never be regained. Time wasted never can be regained. I'll see y'all next week. Much love.